Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Talk about a big remote here, boy. Corey is in Chicago right now. We've got Jerry Savage down in Las Vegas. Dr. Postma in the Middle West in Michigan, Chris Temple in Illinois right now, and we have, of course, Rick Ackerman, who is in Denver watching the Rockies. Your guys, I guess, not doing real well so far this year, Mr. A.
No, they're thank God for the Brewers who are doing worse.
Something like that. We're going to talk a little bit right now about the environment that we're really in. Are we in an inflationary environment or a deflationary environment? Let's get some opinions first. Maybe, Rick, starting with you.
Well, we're trapped between the two, and I think that the word stagflation kind of connotes stagnating situation, but what you really have is incredible tension between the stimulus, a global monetary blowout that ordinarily would be inflationary, and the incipient collapse of the deflationary juggernaut, which is there in the form of a quadrillion-dollar derivatives bubble. So you might say that we've achieved the kind of stasis between those two forces, but I don't have any doubt at all about which one is going to win, the deflationary side, and you can see the first evidence of that in Europe's intractable slip into the mire of deflation. You know, Europe just can't get out of it, and I think the U.S. is going to go the same route. So, yeah, we have stagflation, but don't underestimate the enormous power of pulling from both sides of that.
So, Chris, you have been talking about stagflation now for, I would say, the past few months in your newsletter and on our show. Sounds like Rick is on board with you at least right now. Why do you think we're in a stagflation environment, and do you think it can last quite a while?
Well, Rick put it quite well. I mean, we are at this stasis between the two. What a lot of people missed, especially those saying that all the central bank money printing was going to lead to Weimar Germany-like hyperinflation in that context and $5,000 gold and all this, is they don't realize that all of these trillions and trillions of central banks have printed in the last 5-6 years has done nothing but mitigate some of the fallout from the collapse we had in 2008. And now we may be setting up for the same thing again. Rick may be right in the nearer term about that before hyperinflation down the road really wins out, because that's the ultimate destination in my view. But between now and then, we're going to see more weakness. We're going to see the continued inability of the central banks to improve economies. It's going to be all they can do to keep assets inflated. So, the stagflation part of that, and again, this is different in some respects from what we had in the 70s, is that at the same time that things are stagnating and wages aren't doing well and so forth, the average person's living costs are still going up. And in fact, in many respects, we don't have time for all on this show, but in many respects, as I've articulated in some detail on my website and elsewhere, the form of stagflation that the average American consumer has to deal with today is worse than it was back in the 1970s.
Gary, what do you think about that? Is it worse?
You know, we've had a little bounce in commodities here, and gas prices have gone up a bit, but I'm kind of on the same page as Rick, except I think the ultimate outcome is not going to be deflationary. I think deflation is a temporary condition. It was temporary in 2009. The Fed stopped it in its tracks easily with QE1. Deflation was stopped very quickly in 33 when Roosevelt took us off the gold standard. But I do think we have a temporary deflationary period here ahead of us, maybe later in the summer or the fall, where all assets fall, including the stock market. Right now, the inflation is mostly manifesting in the stock market. But I do think we're going to have a temporary deflationary period for a few months, maybe even half a year, where everything falls and gets sucked down into a deflationary spiral. But then I think central banks will just up the ante with bigger QE. And I think the ultimate outcome is inflationary, just like it was in the 70s.
Now, Doc, I want to get your comments on this, but then I also do want you to touch on what Gary alluded to there, is that the central banks want inflation. So assuming that we won't get any inflation is really assuming that the central banks will lose the power over the economy that they like to think that they have.
Yeah, I agree with the general tenor of where we're at right now, and I agree with Chris, and I've been doing that for a while, where we have stagflation, we have slow growth with inflation. In fact, I would call it 1% or financial asset inflation. 1%ers are doing real well, increased stock market, bond markets, art prices, yacht prices, plane prices. You can go on and on. And we also have some general inflation creeping up here. We've had an increase in core CPI recently, and we've had some wage gains year over year. So we're right now in a stagflationary environment, and it's a fight between the Fed and deflation right now, and I think that's going to continue for a while. And unfortunately, I think it's going to be a negative for commodity prices for a while, along with the precious metal stocks and precious metals for a while.
Well, when you talk about negative for commodities, Gary, you were saying earlier in the week in one of our daily editorials that you felt, in terms of the gold market anyway, we were about ready to enter a bankruptcy phase in the gold market. From what Doc is saying right now, I'm starting to think that maybe that particular negative phase will last a little bit longer than just a few months. What do you think?
Well, I'm expecting the gold's intermediate cycle to bottom end of summer, beginning of fall. That would be the normal timing band for this intermediate yearly and 7 and 8 year cycle low in gold. So my guess is that it's going to occur, like I said, the end of summer, beginning of fall. And when things look darkest, things look the worst, that's when you want to start buying. And then we just haven't really seen that kind of complete bloodbath, total horror show yet. It definitely did not occur back in November of last year, so I think it's still ahead of us.
Now, Chris, are you looking at different countries out there to show you almost maybe a lead or tell you a different story as to what we're seeing in this whole debate, or is every country kind of in the same boat?
Well, every country is in the same boat to one extent or another because everybody's got debts that can't be paid off. Increasingly, it's difficult to service them. I'm continuing, Corey, as we spoke recently, to look at China, because at some point, China is either going to have a more clear place where they have either succeeded or failed in digesting the big debt binge that that country has had since the financial crisis. Relative to the size of its economy, nobody has taken on more debt in the last 6 or 7 years than have the Chinese. The advantage they have compared to Western central banks and the Japanese central bank, which follows the Western model exclusively, is that at least in China, the central bank is a tool of the central government rather than the other way around. And so basically by edict, the central government, if it doesn't want things to collapse, just says so. They tell the banking system, you can't let these things go under. You can't let developers, you can't let real estate investors, you can't let manufacturers, you can't let commodity funds and speculators go bust. They've done it here and there to try and send the message, but in the end, they can continue to elongate this whole thing over there. And if they're successful in doing that, then at least we can say that there's somewhat of a bottom, that we won't have this complete deflationary implosion globally, that things may muddle along for a while. But I guarantee you this, that if anybody pushes the world off of the edge, and especially where we're talking commodity prices, it won't be America with the Fed raising rates a teeny bit. It won't be Europe with Greece leaving. It'll more likely be China.
Okay, there you have it.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more,
follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Second segment. We're talking about how do people protect themselves in the current environment that we're in right now. Are we in an inflationary environment or are we in a deflationary environment? Given that major question, what should people be doing about it? Doc, let's start with you first. What are you doing, man?
What I'm doing is I'm in a lot of cash.
And I'm being very selective in the conventional markets as far as any stocks I'm buying. I've got just a couple are doing well in the conventional market that are outside resources and precious metals. And then what I'm doing is I'm waiting for the summer to go by, and I've taken some positions in some precious metal stocks that have done well. And I'm waiting for the summer to end because I'm in Gary's camp that June and July are not going to be auspicious for the precious metals or the stocks. And so at that point in time, I will start to selectively purchase more precious metal stocks along with some resource stocks because I think we're getting very low to a bottom. Now, I've said it many times, you're going to have to be patient then because I think this is going to play out longer than we would like as far as scraping the bottom here. But I will start to take positions because I'm a contrarian, and I will put my money, increasingly the cash, to work starting at the end of July, August most likely, and taking bigger positions, Al.
Chris, I know that you are also more in cash than you have been in quite some time. Again, what do you think people should be doing, and how quickly will people need to react? Doc seems to think that this will be a gradual move out of this.
I tend to agree with that. Doc would know this from there's a principle contained in the Hippocratic Oath that basically says abstain from doing harm or first do no harm. You can do a lot worse things right now than be fairly heavily in cash, have a lot of powder dry until there's some clarity. We need to remember, and in my newsletter this last week I spent quite a bit of time on this, we are in uncharted territory. We have never had the threat, whether they come through or not, remains to be seen, but we've never had the threat or the promise, if you will, of a Fed rate tightening cycle against the backdrop of conditions we have today with a weakening economy, hyper-leveraged markets. They're making this up as they go along. In the end, the destination, as I said in the previous segment, is going to be they'll just print more money when push comes to shove. They'll start adding zeros to their QE programs. But between point A here and point B there, when people are carrying around their designer wheelbarrows I've joked about in the past and so forth to carry their currency around in, it is going to be a muddled mess, and it is going to kind of drag out and drone out like it has for a while now.
Gary, what are you doing to cover yourself?
I think you either got to be mostly in cash, or, you know, if you're inclined to sell short, you could possibly sell short the commodity sector. Tough to sell short the stock market because I still think the Fed is trying to keep this market propped up. There is a play in the stock market that I've, you know, got my subscribers into. I won't really go into it here. It's a bit complex, but there is a way to play the downside in the stock market, but you simply cannot sell short, not with the Fed trying to keep this market elevated. So for most people, I would just say raise some cash this summer.
Rick, it sounds like everybody is in the boat of just sitting on the cash right now. Is there not anywhere where people could put some money if they needed to do something over summer?
I think the safest way to short the market and the Fed's inflationary intentions is to buy bonds, long-term bonds. And, you know, my subscribers were doing that through a vehicle called TLT. It's an equity-based vehicle that tracks bonds with maturities of 20 or more years, treasury bonds. We've had quite a sell-off in the bonds. I see it as corrective since January. Yields bottomed on the 30-year down around 2.2%. They hit a recent high of about 3.1%. I think that the next big leg up in long-term bonds is going to push interest rates down to 1.93% is my exact forecast. And if that happens within the next 12 to 18 months, the capital gains that you would get would approach 25-30%, maybe even a little more. The long-term bonds are very highly leveraged to small price to small interest rate changes now, so that if you get a downtick in yields, you get a correspondingly large bang for your buck if you were in something that is 30 or 40 years out the yield curve. Of course, you can only go out so far on treasuries, but there are some education bonds sold by California, for instance. Some of them have maturities of up to 40 years. So you're getting enormous leverage. And one thing that I like in particular about the bonds is that there's so many ways to win and so few ways to lose. You know, the treasury bonds will soar. In other words, the unwinding of bond positions by a lot of portfolio managers is going to reverse precipitously if, one, U.S. stocks start to fall, and I would submit that eventually we're going to have a bear market. Treasury bonds will rise. If there is any reason for a flight to safety, it could be some serious event in the European markets. It could be some geopolitical event that no one can predict. It could be a lot of things. And the only negative here, the only thing that will be bad for long-term bond investors is the one thing that I give almost 0% chance of happening, and that's inflation.
And so you're saying deflation right now is the order of the day. Doc, I want to turn this over to you real quick. We've only got about 2 minutes left here, but, you know, you fall into the realm. You're not what I would call your typical gold bug. You're a very sensible man. You're a successful business guy. You're a retired physician. I got a lot of respect for your intellect. You are saying you're in cash because you feel that the next really big opportunity is going to be in mining stocks. Take just about a minute or so here and tell us why you're saying that.
Well, Al, because I look at my charts and I feel gold is moving down a little bit here, but I don't see a precipitous drop in gold. And a lot of these companies are starting to get their costs under control. They're all in sustaining costs. And some of them are actually really spewing out some free cash flow. And I foresee how they will continue to work on their costs. And those that are producing and still exploring in the process and are dropping those costs, ultimately, when gold turns, those companies are going to give you a fantastic return. And I'm willing to purchase them down at levels where they don't have a lot of risk in them anymore. But as I've said right along, you're going to have to wait here for a while. It will take a while because I've seen this sort of thing before, and you have to be very patient. But that's why I'm buying mining shares, because I think that's, going forward, is your biggest bang for the buck in this stock market. And I do feel the stock market is topping out, and I think the Dow Jones Transportation Average is telling you that right now.
Okay, there you have it from Dr. Postma. Appreciate your opinion. Stick around. We're going to be right back with John Kaiser. We'll get an opinion on the resource sector from Mr. K.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EEP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EEP. Electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We are chatting right now with John Kaiser. We're going to talk about a subject that right now probably isn't exactly near and dear to everybody's hearts, and that is the junior resource sector. We still maintain that there are opportunities available out there, but I have to put that within the context of my investment philosophy, which is diversification. I certainly wouldn't put all of my eggs in one basket right now. John, when it comes to the junior resource sector, you are the man. You've been putting out the Kaiser Botta Fishing Report for an awful lot of years right now. You've got a big following. What is your opinion right now of the resource sector? Is it a good place for people to be in general? The junior resource sector.
I think it's a classic bottom fishing trough that we're into. I think the declines have, for the better companies, have ended. What we're really sort of looking at is a sideways pattern of, you know, indefinite length. But you can now see quality assets very cheaply priced, and a lot of them have connections to security of supply type stories. If you're watching all the geopolitical machinations in China with the Spratly Islands, Russia saber rattling with regard to Eastern Europe, and of course the mess in the Middle East, you can see going forward a geopolitical disruption in everybody's expectations of how the future is going to unfold. And that is potentially bullish for gold itself. It could give us that sharp spike of several hundred dollars that we need to breathe life into the gold juniors. And of course, it affects a lot of materials that come, you know, to a large degree from China. Zinc, for example, that's my favorite metal at the moment, because there could be supply disruptions coming. There's also interesting stuff too, like China having its own environmental awakening where they're starting to say, you know, we can't be the world's toilet forever. Our own people are going to get pretty upset. So they are finally removing the subsidies that the mining industry there has, whereby the smelters and refiners get to dump all their garbage into the waters and into the air. And even the miners, too, they're not going to be able to get away sloppily mining stuff and just wrecking the countryside. So I think we're going to see higher metal prices as a result of declining supply in a lot of the commodities coming out of China. And now's a good time to start accumulating these companies which have ended up with these advanced assets.
So John, you mentioned the sideways movement in the metals prices, and I've been on record saying that I think this is good in an investment standpoint, in the fact that you can actually dive deeper into companies and see if their assets, their properties are actually economical at these prices, assuming we do continue to move sideways. And I follow along with your emails and the companies that you've been recommending and writing detailed reports on recently. Some of these companies have done fairly well share price-wise. Do you think that is because people are taking notice and saying, well, if these metal prices continue to move sideways, at least this company does have something of some sort of value?
One of the things that I've observed with a lot of the juniors that haven't been taken over is that at the current metal prices, the economics of their projects are not very robust. And the market is assuming that sideways metal prices are going to be here forever. And that has enabled exceptional optionality value to emerge in these companies where you get something like InZinc Mining with its West Desert project. I mean, the market's assigning a pitiful $8-9 million market cap to a project which PEA suggested would be worth over $200 million. So you have almost like a 20-for-1 leverage for a project like that. And zinc's still sort of at around, you know, $1.10 range, and people think the Chinese are going to crush zinc as soon as it pops its head up. So you can place a bet on juniors like that, which are not going into production with zinc at, say, $1.05, but if it breaks through $1.20, there's going to be massive demand because there are all kinds of depletion problems affecting a project like that. So it's the optionality that I see as exceptional.
John, when we were talking off mic, we brought up a company that's run by a couple of friends of ours. I don't happen to own any shares of this company, and it's been up around, it's been as high as a couple of bucks, just I guess back in 2012 or thereabouts. Right now, it has moved a bit. It's moved, I guess, from the low teens to around, 38, 40 cents a share or whatever. But tell us a little bit, if you would, about East Main Resources.
Well, East Main Resources has been one of my recommendations for the last 4 or 5 years. But this year, they achieved a major milestone in that they published an updated resource estimate, which actually shrunk the number of ounces they had. But it did so for a good reason. Namely, they have finally figured out all the structural controls of this system. And the reason they lost ounces was when they realized that, these veins are oriented in this way. That means these holes we have here, density is insufficient to include it in the resource estimate. So all you require is some more infill drilling to bring those ounces back. But they are now finally in a position to do the economic study the market has always wanted to see for this project. And it's high-grade gold. A portion of it is going to be open-pittable. It's unlimited in depth, and it's got significant strike potential, over 7 kilometers of these prospective rocks. And they've poked holes here and there along this way while mainly focusing in the main zone area. But they never really understood the controls. And as Don Robinson said, I asked him, you spent over $30 million on this thing. If you knew how this system worked 10 years ago when you started, how would you have approached the drilling? And he just shook his head and said, it would have been a completely different story. We would probably have 10 million ounces or something like that figured out. And all these other snippets that we've had here, we're going to have to now revisit them from the perspective of our new understanding. So there's a stock that's doubled from its low 20s at the beginning of this year to sort of 40, 50 cents. And it's attracted shareholders from Probe Mines, which got bought out for about $500 million by Goldcorp in January. And that was our favorite, blue sky exploration potential. East Main is our new substitute for, okay, now that we start chasing these high-grade zones along strike and so on, what are we all going to find? So you get both the ounces in the ground and exploration potential.
John, you have to give it to the investors in this industry, because they definitely have been beat up from a couple of these companies, and even East Main, which was up there in the dollar, almost $2 region a number of years ago. These investors, there is still money out there that they do still put into these companies when they almost take a different look at their properties, don't they?
Yeah, now's a good time. Okay, what is management come up with in terms of where did we fail in the last 5-6 years? Is there some new way of looking at this project? Can we present this to our audience, which is now much more discriminating than it was in the past? The audience sees no momentum in metal price trends anywhere, so they are interested in fundamental changes. I think this is why advanced deposits, where you go in there and you start to apply new theories to see, is there another zone here? What have we missed in the past here? That is the greatest area where you can get upside while we're still in a flat metals market. And that's why these advanced companies that continue to explore, not just infill, but also expansion drilling on their existing systems, those are the ones that are attracting both open market bottom fishers and additional capital through private placements.
Where would, on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put the enthusiasm factor in the junior resource market right now, the enthusiasm on the part of investors? Scale of 1 to 10.
Well, I was going to suggest lowering it to 0, but I guess I have to settle for 1.
Yeah,
but that's your contrarian situation.
There you go. That is very definitely a contrarian situation. What do you folks out there think about that? Is this a contrarian situation? Is this a good place to be? If you are a contrarian, we'd like to know.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS, 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Here to wrap up the first hour with our good friend Chris Martinson from over at peakprosperity.com. I highly recommend you go check out that website. Chris does a great job of covering the markets and also covering macro issues that deal with global, I guess, economic policies. Chris, I do want to chat, at least initially here, about what's going on in Greece. It seems to be dominating the headlines this week, at least. We do know that there are some payments coming due. It seems like they're just a slew of payments that will be coming due. Let's chat first about if you think Greece, if it is just an inevitable Greece exit from the euro, and how that would affect the markets if Greece were to exit either at the tail end of this month or next month or whenever.
Sure, Corey. I'm of the view that Greece has to exit at some point. It's really been the only way that they're going to be able to get themselves back on their feet at some point in time. It's tried and true method. You know, once you get overextended and you have too much debt, you have to renegotiate that debt in some meaningful way. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to have your own currency and go through a devaluation process. Iceland did this beginning in 2009. They had three harsh years of inflation, but came out of it and recovered. Greece could do the same thing, but they can't under the umbrella of being in a Eurozone. They can't print their own money. They're really stuck. And they can't pay their money back. So we've been through multiple cycles of the rumor mill and, you know, dodging the last bit of the deadline. Remember, it was just the last time that the IMF payment was due, the IMF sort of weaseled around and said, okay, we'll consider some of these SDRs, special drawing rights that you have on deposit as payment for this loan. So it was really a sort of a skirting sidestep. So Greece is going to exit. I'm not thinking it's going to be that big a deal because the dance has been going on so long. And, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, it would have been a huge deal. But a lot of the debt that Greece would be defaulting on has now been vacuumed up and is owned by the ECB itself. This is a central bank. I wrote an article in 2008 called The Sound of One Hand Clapping, and I postulated exactly this. If central banks vacuum up bad debt and then just let it expire or disappear on its balance sheet, what happens? It's the proverbial sound of one hand clapping. Does anything happen? And logically, as far as I can determine, nothing happens. So banks don't go into default. You know, credit ratings don't get impaired. It's just you've got a bunch of junk on a central bank balance sheet. who cares? They print money out of thin air.
Well, and that's kind of the interesting aspect of this whole situation is that I think the euro, the ECB in general, might have done a pretty good job to isolate any sort of contagion that happens because they seem to have, essentially, like you said, mopped up all of this debt. So if Greece can't pay, then the ECB just says, well, eliminate that from our balance sheet and let's print some more. So could this maybe be a good situation also for the ECB?
Possibly. You know, I think what they're really worried about is the Greek contagion. So much higher concern is if Greece, quote unquote, gets away with this, right? So they pull an exit. The ECB just says, oh, well, I guess we have to just eat these bonds. And Greece, goes through a little bit of an adjustment process, prints some money, seems to get out from under this. You're going to have a really hard time convincing the Spanish voters that they shouldn't be doing the same thing. Because the way the Europe is constructed, it's a much different situation. They've got a lot of competing political realities. And what they really don't want to do is set the standard that it's possible to evade your responsibilities, your debts, particularly the Germans. Very, very clear on, following the rules is important. And they would hate to see that they play the game how you're supposed to play it. Other people get to skirt the rules a little bit. And it's a big skirt when you borrow too much and then you just don't pay it back. So Spain is really politically right on the precipice of going down the same path of saying austerity is too painful. The people don't want it anymore. Politicians, just like they are in Greece, caught between a rock and a hard place. One, the financiers, the ECB, the banks is one hard place. The people of the country who are tired of youth unemployment over 50%, moribund economies, bad job opportunities. These are the kinds of things that are increasingly creating pressures. And when push comes to shove, the people are going to win this battle. And, of course, we have the Iceland story floating around out there. If it turns out they were able to stiff the bankers and the sun still rose and the oceans didn't boil and they, quote, unquote, got away with it and got back on their feet. If Greece does that, now you've got Spain on the block, Portugal on the block, Italy on the block, possibly Ireland on the block, all the usual pigs. That's the larger concern here.
Now, that is an interesting comment that you make here, Chris, because I do believe that Greece will exit the euro, and I think that it will be good for Greece. I also think that the euro will be able to recover. But then it does open up the possibility of a number of other countries coming down the line and saying, well, if they can do that, then why aren't we doing that? Now, the question that I would have is, do you think that any of these countries would take the mentality of, well, why don't we just go further into debt and then go down that default road?
Well, that would be interesting. Yeah, absolutely. Why not? If you're Italy and you can borrow for 10 years at under 2% and even for a period of time under 1%, borrow all you can. Absolutely. And just load up as much as you possibly can. That makes a lot of sense. You know people are thinking this. You and I are talking about it. It means other people have thought about it. It's a very obvious thing to do. But I think it's a completely obvious thing for anybody, maybe in a major corporation or a country, if you can borrow for 1% or 2%, do it. Just go for it. And so the central premise here that's really at stake is that the central banks now, people, investors, traders, the whole world has thrown all of their faith in the fact that the central bankers will be able to continue to print and mop things up without any impact. I'm not a believer in that story.
Now, of course, this is all kind of speculation as to what will happen, but it does sound like we're kind of on the same page. And what an interesting world we're in, where we're talking about it being a good idea for countries around the world to just start defaulting on their debt. Boy, these central bankers have sure gotten us into some interesting financial times. Let's switch over to what has kind of been the theme, at least in the first couple segments, and that is the debate between inflation, deflation, stagflation. Where do you stand on this whole question, Chris?
Yes, that's my answer. we are experiencing them all. So the big mistake is to use inflation as it's currently defined very narrowly by the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the Federal Reserve. Whether you're talking the Consumer Price Index or CPI, or you're talking about the personal deflator in the GDP calculation, all of those are really much, much too narrow. I mean, people that I talk to, we all know that inflation is running in our personal lives much higher than the CPI. I'm not even saying that I don't want to have a conversation about how flawed the CPI is at capturing inflation. For me, inflation simply means a rise in prices of things due to the effects of monetary printing. You have too much money chasing too few things. prices go up. We have an enormous amount of inflation in financial assets. The Federal Reserve and other central banks specifically were targeting those, and we've had that inflation. You want to see inflation, you have to be in the 1% or maybe even the 0.1% to detect it, but try and buy a Gulfstream 5 jet right now, huge waiting lines. You know, we're running out of parking space for those same aircrafts at what used to be relatively minor events, so to speak, you know, the Preakness or a boxing match. You know, you just can't, like, get you park your jets anymore. Just had a house that's being listed by a developer in the L.A. region for $500 million today. Trophy properties, those over $50 million in price, very hard to come by. Diamonds, especially the big rare ones, extremely expensive. And we just had a Picasso sell for $179 million. If you ask how much did that Picasso sell for 10 years ago, how much did it sell for now? And then you ask the question, what's the rate of inflation in there? It's extraordinary. And that's what you would predict and what you would see when you've got this much money printing. The problem is that all the money printing that's been done has not gone to the people. It's gone to the speculators and the really well-connected and the very large institutions, very highly preferentially, which is why we're seeing brand new trial balloons being floated. One was just floated in the UK publication this past weekend, which asked the question, hey, if we're going to do QE next time, wouldn't it make sense to just print money and hand it to the people? That's where we are in this story. So yes, we're seeing a lot of inflation, and at the same time, we're seeing very low economic growth, and we're pretty much at stall speed. So, if you want to, this is one of the weirdest stagflation events we've ever seen, right? Picassos are shooting up in price, but, you know, economy's growing slowly. It's not classic stagflation, but it's pretty close. And I'm expecting that inflation to lurk around at the top end of the social economic spectrum for a while, but eventually it comes out of that box and comes into the rest of our lives.
It's a great time to be in the know and to have that access to what is essentially free cash out there. But the problem is, as you mentioned, it is not trickling its way down to the people on the street, and I don't see that changing anytime soon, unfortunately. But it is a tough, I would say, debate that's out there right now, because there are signs of inflation. There are definitely signs of deflation in some areas. Chris Temple says stagflation, as you said. Chris, really appreciate your time. Everybody, go check out Chris's website, peakprosperity.com. Fantastic articles posted on a daily basis.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guarantee quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.